CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The jobs market, a report, very strong. However, according to the Wall Street Journal, Mr. Powell, Jerome Powell, is the chairman of the Federal Reserve and has been speaking for months about three cuts this year between now and X in order to bring down the interest rate charged to the best customers for at the highest in 23 years, has been promising three cuts. And now Fed Chair Jerome Powell has in recent months signaled that he no longer regards strong hiring as something to fear. Well, we've got strong hiring. He doesn't fear it. Why? Because the labor force has been growing steadily, largely due to a strong rebound in immigration. Mr. Powell said this week, the economy actually isn't becoming tighter, which it ordinarily would. It's actually becoming a little looser. And you're seeing inflation come down. Very unusual situation. I go to my good colleague, Jim McTague, many years the Washington editor for Barron's Magazine, now a novelist, in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, the Keystone State and the best county, because we're talking about the big jobs number this morning that did not frighten the market. Jim, when the number came in way higher than Bloomberg expected and the panel of experts had expected, I thought, well, this looks like we're going to drop the bottom out of the market. Instead, it rallied. Might have been short covering. Might have been that we'd had four straight days of decline. But in any event, why isn't Mr. Powell frightened of hiring? That's what he's taught us. If they're hiring too much, the economy needs to be disciplined. Inflation is not tamed. What's happened?
John, what I think is happening is that with the exception of a few industries, you know, like AI, the creators of AI, wages are subdued. And the evidence for this is one that drives the Biden administration crazy. Why does Joe Beer Drinker think that inflation is still rising when in fact it's falling? And the reason is that when Joe Beer Drinker goes to buy his beer, it's very expensive, but his pay hasn't caught up with the past inflation. And you can see this in today's job numbers as well, because there's an increase in the number of people who hold multiple jobs. So it tells you, you know, people are really struggling to survive. So I think Jerome Powell doesn't panic when he sees a red hot job number, because it doesn't translate into wage inflation.
Travels with McTague. Let us first go to the Centerville 2 diner. I'm presuming everybody was there and happy and eating heartily. Were the prices higher? Was there cash only? What was the experience, Jim?
Yeah, it's really a great place for a reasonably priced meal. You know, two hamburgers and fries, dinner for like 20, 25 bucks, including the tip. But like every other diner I've been to in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, and economists don't pull out your hair, you know, we have been saying that Lancaster County is a proxy for the nation as a whole. That might be right, it might be wrong, but we've been hitting the nail on the head regarding the economy by looking at Lancaster. And what this tells me is, number one, merchants are revolting against credit card fees. The customers I saw were paying cash, which is very good for ATM owners, and it's bad for the credit card company. So as an investor, I'm thinking, gee, if I'm investing in the credit card sector, I'm going to think twice, because I see this grassroots revolt against the credit cards taking hold massively across the county. And I am projecting that it's happening across the USA.
A strip mall that contains in Walmart, you ran into an Army recruiter. What did you find from him?
Yeah, I jumped in to see the Army recruiter. And his face fell when I walked in, because obviously approaching 75, I'm not a good prospect. But I was asking him, I said, I assume that it's very difficult for you to find recruits in this job market. And the reason I asked that, I have been talking to the owner of a plumbing HVAC company. The company is called ASAP Plumbing, which is probably the most honest name for a plumbing company I've ever seen. But anyway, the owner of this company has great demand for his HVAC services, and he can't realize that expansion because he can't find an employee with enough experience. And he told me, like, we have a huge vocational two-year college here called Thaddeus Stevens. And the owner of the HVAC company said, as soon as a Thaddeus Stevens HVAC student graduates, they're sucked up like guppies by the larger companies, the bigger fish. So the Army Reserve recruiter told me the same thing. You know, these kids are coming out and they're getting jobs right away. And so, you know, they're not really exploring opportunities that the Army has to offer.
That comports with the report that we're way short on Army recruiting, all recruiting, not just the Army, all services. We go now from the small business and small businessmen in competition. We go now to McTague's moment on the market. You will recall this is an election year. Ordinarily, that means that the incumbent spends a deal of money and that things are rosy. Now, they do appear rosy, Jim. The hiring number today was over 300,000, way higher than expected. We also have the Atlanta Fed reporting always growth in the first quarter and the second quarter. We're going to get revisions on the first quarter. So things are rosy. And that tells me that the market is going to behave or not, Jim, for the second half. We have about a minute.
Yeah, I think the economy will behave. You know, I've been saying all along that I didn't see a cut before August. And I you know, maybe July. I think we will see a cut primarily because it's an election year, not right. that we need one. In fact, one of the Fed governors, Neel Kashkari, said we probably don't need one this year. But the Fed is a political animal, so we will get a cut. And number two, as I said, the electorate is unhappy because right. although the job growth is good, the pay growth is not great. Their paychecks are not growing fast enough to satisfy their needs.
Jim, you tell me that government hiring is doing very well. Is that a positive for the economy?
Not really. It's electioneering. You know, the parties are buying votes, so they're hiring. A lot of this hiring is funded by stimulus money, which will run out in 2025. So I've been predicting a major stock market crash in 2025 as the Biden stimulus finally evaporates. So hang on to your portfolios. Prepare for the worst next year.
Jim McTague, he is the former Washington editor for Barron's Magazine, now a novelist in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, the Keystone State. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.